It's Press Pass with John Maroon of Maroon PR.
Get the inside scoop on what's going on behind the scenes of this week's hottest sports topics
on 105.7 The Fan.
Beautiful Wednesday, Baltimore, Maryland, 220-ish. And joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, from Maroon PR, it is Press Pass. John Maroon, good afternoon.
What's happening, guys? How are we doing today?
We're sounding all warm and fancy today, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Hey, John, we appreciate your time, as always. A little bit later on in the segment, we'll talk about the Steelers and the Ravens and the PR hype machine that surrounds that. But a big thoroughbred extravaganza going on this weekend at Churchill Downs. And let's welcome in today's guest, John, if you don't mind introducing him.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. Joining us today is the general manager of beautiful Sagamore Farm, Tom Mulliken. Tom has been working with Kevin Plank to really bring back the glory of thoroughbred horse racing here in Maryland and ultimately win a Triple Crown. And he's got a horse running this Friday night that's defending her title. But Tom, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet, John, and thanks, guys, for having me on. It's a beautiful afternoon.
Well, and it's only going to get better. I mean, Tom, we got Friday night, I think the post time 6:50 p.m. One of your great horses, Shared Account, will be defending her title at the Breeders' Cup. And for those of you listening, last year, Shared Account really took the thoroughbred world by storm. She won the Breeders' Cup as a 46-1 long shot and really kind of was the impetus for putting Sagamore Farm on the map in and around the horse world. How are you feeling about this Friday, Tom?
Well, let's see. The morning line, we're 30-1, and no one's talking about us, and no one believes in us, so we're right where we want to be.
I agree. It's shaping up great. And is it true? Is this going to be her last race, or are you leaning that way?
Well, she's a 5-year-old mare, and, you know, I think it's best that we just, you know, make that decision after the race. And she was lightly raced this year. You know, she's only run twice leading up to this race, and she's doing great. So, you know, just hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, safe trip. And then, you know, Kevin, Graham, and myself will convene afterwards, and we'll come to that decision.
Either way, she's going to have a wonderful rest of her life, whether it's some more races or whether she just starts making some fast babies. But let's talk a little bit about Sagamore Farm. I mean, you guys took over just a few years ago. And really, I wrote a blog about this on CBSBaltimore.com. It's the way you and Kevin and the team at Sagamore have viewed Sagamore Farm in creating a sports brand. The same way you look at a sports university team or the Ravens or the Orioles, you want to create a brand that people look out for. And you guys have done that and continue to do that. That's kind of been the mantra a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've actually, you know, the way we, you know, first of all, we're very passionate about the state of Maryland. You look at Sagamore Farm, it's one of the most historic and internationally renowned farms in the world. It fell on some hard times, and, you know, what we're trying to do is, you know, renovate the farm and bring it back to its past glory. For example, you know, Queen Elizabeth years ago sent over mares to a native dancer, and, you know, this Sagamore, it's really a, you know, it's a historic treasure here in the state of Maryland. And when you talk of branding, you know, we're looking to really kind of create a sense of community with the farm, and you know, by trying to get, you know, great horses like Shared Account to defend her championship in the Breeders' Cup, you create a hopefully following of the folks here in Baltimore. I mean, the best sports towns are blue collar towns, and Baltimore is one of the best sports towns in the nation. And by opening the, you know, the farm up in the future to the community, hopefully they can, you know, they'll back us and, you know, just create a sense of winning and something to be proud of for the folks here in Baltimore and Maryland.
I love the way the whole mentality, you know, it's like, look, we want people to cheer for our horses, to come out and root for the Sagamore Farm horses. If you go to sagamoreracing.com, it's a beautiful website, shows you some visuals of the track, gives you some bios on the horses. There's a 3-diamond fan club being formed. There's a coming soon merchandise store. So really that whole mentality that built Under Armour to such a prolific brand is being applied to Sagamore, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, we follow, obviously, Kevin. He's a visionary, great leader, and we use a lot of those tenets that he uses there at Under Armour, and that's, you know, building a great team, putting the people in place to, you know, succeed, and then, you know, hopefully just tell a great story. I mean, Shared Accounts, she's a wonderful story in that she was the one of the first horses that came onto the farm back in 2008 after we had done some of the first renovations, and for one of the first horses to come off a van to the new Sagamore to go out and win the internationally prestigious race, it's really special.
Well, listen, Tom, it's great catching up with you. I know you got a lot going on up at the farm, and I hope people tune in. Post time is 6:50 p.m. on Friday evening. It's televised live on ESPN2, and it's the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf and the purse of $2 million, and hopefully Shared Account can pull off another surprise just like she did last year and send you guys home happy.
That's right, and, the end of the day, she doesn't owe us anything, and, we're going down there to represent Sagamore and Maryland proudly, and, we just shocked the world once again.
Well, we'll all be pulling for you back home here, Tom. Have a safe trip, and thanks for taking the time to join us.
You bet. Thanks, right. John. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom. There's Tom Mulliken, general manager of Sagamore Farm. John Maroon, Press Pass segment here on the Bob and Rob Show. We do have it every Wednesday here on 105.7 The Fan. And, John, before we get to the Ravens Steelers, you talk about branding and brand names and thoroughbred racing. Everybody knows about the Triple Crown Series. But talk about the Breeders' Cup, that brand, Friday and Saturday this weekend in Churchill Downs, at least from a TV viewership standpoint. Ratings seem to be going up every year here.
Ratings are going through the roof. Attendance has jumped. I think it's about 95,000 in 2009 out in Santa Anita, 115,000 last year in Churchill Downs. It's where it is again this year. They got a 7-year deal with ESPN. It's horse racing. There's certain jewel events, and the Breeders' Cup might not get the hype of the Triple Crown races to the general public, but it's getting there and it's growing. And these are beautiful animals, beautiful athletes to watch, and I just love the way Kevin is doing all he can to elevate Maryland on the business side, on the sports side, and now in the thoroughbred universe. And any of you folks out there that haven't been past Sagamore Farm, it's up in Baltimore County, check it out. Their website, sagamoreracing.com, is absolutely breathtaking place. And I think it's something that all of us Marylanders can be proud of.
And also, Ask the Moon is going to be running on Friday as well. But jumping to football, Ravens, Steelers, we've been talking all day. Is it the best rivalry in football? We think so. Possibly one of the best rivalries in sports. Your thoughts on that?
I couldn't agree more. It's a great rivalry because you get the sense these guys, they genuinely do not like each other. Some of these things are manufactured rivalries, and you see before the game, they're hugging each other, they're giving each other a high five. You do not see that in Ravens Steelers world. It's great. It's so healthy for the sport. Sometimes there's some words that might make people cringe that are exchanged, but you know what? That's the kind of game football is, and the Steelers-Ravens is something special. And this game, especially after the beatdown that we put on them at the beginning of the year, this game they're playing much better is going to be a real war, just like it always is. I think it's healthy, and it is the best.
Last week, John, you blogged and talked about the NBA lockout and everything that's been going on here. There were reports this week that Derek Fisher, head of the NBA Players Association, and Billy Hunter, the president of the Players Association, were not seeing eye to eye. What does this do to maybe hamper or hurt their cause in the eyes of the public here?
It's a lot harder in all these labor disputes to keep the players together simply because there's so many of them. You know, there's 30 owners, and there's a heavy-handed commissioner that could say, listen up, there's one voice coming out with this. In fact, one of the owners was tweeting something, and he got fined.
Aaronson
from the Heat.
Yep, the Heat owner said, hey, don't blame this owner. Don't point the finger at this owner. And he got his hand slapped and his wallet picked by the commissioner. And that's easy to do when you got 30. When you got hundreds of guys running around and all the social media universe, it's harder to control. It's a chink in the armor, and it kind of reinforces the owner's position. These guys are starting to turn on each other, starting to crack a little bit. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to get through it. But, boy, the bottom line is you thought the worst thing that happened to them is you had Stephen A. Smith and other noteworthy NBA media members saying this thing's this close, it's going to get solved, and then it all blew up. And it's getting really rough out there.
John Maroon, Maroon PR. We do it every Wednesday here on the Bob and Rob Show. It is Press Pass. John, tell everybody what's happening over there at Maroon PR.
Well, thank you, guys. We're PR firm, full-service PR firm over here in Columbia, Maryland. And we got all sorts of different clients from the sports universe to small to mid-sized businesses to nonprofits. And we're looking forward to continuing to grow. And personally, I have the honor of heading to Japan on Monday with Cal Ripken. It's his latest trip for the U.S. State Department as a public diplomacy envoy. He's going to be spending time with some kids over there that have been impacted by the tsunami and the earthquake, and we'll have to have him on the show when we get back to kind of recap what that trip was all about.
Well, you guys have a safe trip. We'll be talking to Tim Richardson next couple of weeks here on Press Pass, and we won't miss a beat, John Maroon.
I'm sure you won't. I appreciate you having us, guys.
All right, buddy. Have a safe one. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.